Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel."
Since the fall of Adam, all creation has been under the curse of sin and death. But God has promised a Redeemer, a Savior, a man that would cleanse us from our sins that separate us from God. God has spoken through his prophets about this man, our Messiah. Job said, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall surely stand upon the earth. And I, Isaiah, son of Amoz, I know that my Redeemer lives and will stand upon the earth. I know it."
God has shown me what is prepared for the future through dreams and visions. And he said to me, "Daniel, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for unto you I am now sent." And when he said this to me, I stood trembling.
Surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets.
He reveals deep and hidden things, for he knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him.
Over the centuries, many things have been revealed to us and others concerning Messiah. His lineage, his place of birth, his time of birth, his character, his purpose, his ministry, even his death. Our people are looking forward to the day of his coming. They wait for him. Every day they speak of him. Every day they expect him to come.